Hello, everyone.
What's happening, Trips? Welcome back to the Root of All podcast. I'm Cammy.
And I'm Kyle.
What's happening, Kyle?
Not much, Cammy. What's happening with you?
You know, I was lying in my bed this morning after going out last night. And I had a weird thought. I was like, I remembered a few months back, a lassie I was dancing with in that. Like she left abruptly for some weird reason. I'm not even joking. This is weird. Like, who leaves a club at 1 o'clock in the morning? And she asked for my number and left. Also, who asks for a person's number? But she asked for my number and left. And I was lying in my bed, mate, thinking about it. She's no messaged me or ever contacted me, and she got my number. I'm kind of raging.
See, this is why. You get their Snapchat, and it means you can stalk.
I was going to ask, what do the kids do these days?
What do the kids do?
I feel like you're twisting my leg there.
No, I mean like people our age, because we're not exactly like old. we're probably still classed
what
as like.
What do the kids ask for these days? You ever ask for someone's number?
No. Have you?
Once.
When?
I was pretty intoxicated. I must add. One night for one of my work's night out for Christmas, we went and
fairly recent.
Last year's Christmas,
right?
We went out. Who was their Christmas night out in October?
But do you think I meant, like, by recent as in, like, yesterday?
Yeah.
No, I meant recent as in, like, this year. Or, like...
Oh, no, it was last year, but... Yeah. And I got... I preed in that. We were going for a meal, but I preed. And me and my sister preed, and we got pretty reeking before we even went out, but we were just going for a meal. So, we were reeking, eh? And, The waitress came over and like gave us her food. And I leaned at my sister and I was like, "She's quite fat. She's quite fat. I'll eat your casseroles." Look at them. No, but I said that right, and we were being quite loud, and she ended up telling my boss that I'd said that I liked the waitress, and it just so happened that my boss actually owned the restaurant as well, so he knew who the waitress was, and he asked my sister to tell him how the bread was, because they just got new bread or something. So maybe me, it wasn't even funny, mate. It genuinely wasn't even funny, but when she was sitting eating her meal, I remembered that he asked her to tell him how the bread was, and I was like, "Oh, how's the bread? Is the bread really good?" Like, take the mic out of him. Again, it wasn't funny, but drunk me found it fucking hilarious. And he was like, "Oh, just give me 5 minutes, I'll get him back." And I was like, "Oh no, I forget exactly what he's going to do." And he pure grabbed the waitress and was like, "This is Cammy. Cammy, this is whoever it was."
Does he even know her name?
What was her name?
Wow.
Miranda.
Oh, you big Miranda.
Miranda.
Yeah.
He was like, "This is Miranda."
Ridiculous.
And it was the most awkward 5 seconds of my life. Oh my god. But that doesn't even tell me how I ended up asking.
Yeah, so did you just go like, "Number?"
No, but we kept drinking. And we fucking went for it that night. Like, I had a lot of drink. And I actually then ended up, he also whapped out a bottle of sewers, apple sewers, and I drank the whole thing. That was fun.
You're so cool.
Mate, bad choices. No, when you go out on a night out with someone, or people, a group of people for the first time, and you need to make a statement.
You want to, like, show that you're up for it, but you don't want to make an arse of yourself. So it's a very, very...
Although the two things don't go together.
No. If you try and do one thing, you'll do the other thing, chances.
Well, I necked a whole bottle of sewers, and I just... They brought out Jaeger bombs, and I had other people's Jaeger bombs in that because they didn't want them. So I was like, "I'll just have them, eh?" And anyway, I was actually reeking by this point. And I can't remember who, but one of the people were like egging me on to go and speak to the lassie in that. And I spoke to her a couple of times through the night. Probably been like, "Yeah, how you doing?"
Wag, wag.
What's going on there? And I went to the toilet and I looked in her, looked in the hall, mate. And I see her standing there by herself, like, fucking young. Come on, mate. Come on. Like, sounds... I'm just get, this is me slapping my face. Like, yeah. Get what I mean?
Well, I slap your face. Stay God even
get
more.
Fucking get your wacky finger away from me. And I was like, wait, come on, you're doing it. Fucking, I go up to her, mate, actual papping it. Because I'm a pussy. And I was like, can I have your number? Nah, I didn't say that. I was obviously bammed it up first. I was like, oh, like you're really beautiful and that. But I'm just
hot.
That's good. None of that, mate. It's a bird. And I was like, can I have your number? And she was like, ha, I've got a boyfriend. I was like, oh, sick.
It's like, you're like the prettiest thing I've ever seen. Your eyes.
So then I just drank more, and that was what I ate, mate.
That's the most depressing story I've ever heard in my life. And it's just about how you basically built yourself up to ask his lassie's number, and the inevitable happened.
And then nothing happened.
And then that was it.
Little did I know I'd be here today,
single and telling the story. Well, Cameron, I'm going to tell you a fun fact.
Here we go.
Welcome back to Kel's Fun Facts. Fun fact. The longest wedding veil was the same length as 63 and a half football fields. So that's 22,843 feet. Who the fuck was getting married with that one?
And how big was the church?
Well, I mean, it wasn't in the church, clearly. Either that was folded, I imagine it was folded, like, in the church. And it was just this giant, like,
pale and veil. Oh, but wait, a veil, that's the thing like you wear in the head.
Goes, yeah, yeah, it goes, like, drags down.
I'm so uneducated on weddings. And yeah, I'm going to one next week.
Who do you think your mum's going to have that?
A 63 football field long veil.
22,800 feet long.
I hope not.
I hope not, because it'll be Easter Road. And
I'd probably... Ken, what I'd do, like, I'd line it out, I'd lie on the end like a sausage and just start rolling, and I'd cocoon myself up.
You'd probably die within like a few hundred feet because it would just suffocate you.
I'd mummify myself.
No, you'd die.
Yeah, I'd mummify myself.
But I don't think it would, I think it would just do the opposite, it'd probably crush you, and then...
Because it's so heavy.
Yeah, and it would, your eyes would probably pop in your head. Probably quite heavy. It'd be extremely heavy, probably, even if it was really thin. It was
just a thin wee bit of material.
Yeah, but when there's 22,800 feet long worth of it, that's extortionate, really. That must be really expensive, too. Like, also, and how does that work? Surely it would, like, rip or, like, stretch too much somewhere and it would, like, fall apart.
It seems like a nightmare to wash, anyway.
I don't...
Do you need, like, 7 washing machines to wash it?
You don't need more than 7, mate. 22,000 feet worth. She said that this woman, Maria... is her name.
Of course it is.
I'm not even going to pronounce her second name.
Of course it's Maria.
She's from Cyprus.
Fucking Maria. Fuck,
at least there's no Karen. If it was Karen, I'd be fucking fuming. Susan. Anyway, this woman from Cyprus. She got married in August last year. And her goal was to break a world record. So she decided that this was going to be the world record she broke.
Do you think you'll ever break a world record?
I mean, I'll probably break a stupid one, yeah. Like, you can Google, and there's probably ones like the amount of eggs smacked against your forehead. Like, I do occasionally, not like...
They appear absurd records.
Oh, records.
Yeah. No, that's what they call it. Was that what they...
So I was like, are you okay?
No, I'm not. Are you
having a... No, I don't know if you're having a stroke. Apologies if you have strokes.
It's not a disease. You don't just get strokes.
People could be... I've caught strokes.
I've caught the stroke.
People could be offended.
I'd do a record.
Because people offend very easily.
Probably like the most thing shoved in my ass or something.
You've already got that record, though.
Here's something mad.
What you just said, though.
Wait, now. As it relates to what I just...
I hope it fucking doesn't relate to what you just said.
Oh, wait, hold up.
Okay, so while he finds whatever it is that he's finding, I'm going to put another fun fact just out of nowhere on your asses. You're going to be so confused. Are you ready? The total weight of ants on Earth once equaled the total weight of humans. That was 2,000 years ago, though.
Do you know, you get these mad ants called silver ants. in the desert, and they're the only ants that come can come out during, they're the only living creature that can come out during the day because it's too hot for everything. Excuse me.
In the desert, yeah.
It's too hot for everything else to come out during the day. So they're the ones that come out because the silver on their bodies reflects the sun.
That's quite cool. But see, if you went across the like desert and you every animal you found, you just sellotape tinfoil on them, would they then start to come out during the day?
Maybe.
Cameron, this is going to be our new fundraiser. We're going to raise money and
we're
do this.
We're saving... the lizards?
Yeah, probably. We're saving the really weird animals that no one...
Because they really... are dying to the sun. Here's what I was trying to find when I mentioned my ass. Man tries to fish out vibrator with salad tongs, and he's unsuccessful.
Oh,
this is an article.
I don't even want to expand
about
on
someone getting a vibrator stuck in them, and the guy's tried to fish them out. With salad tongs.
The salad tongs part is the bit I don't get.
Why is the...
Well, I don't get it all, but like...
Why is they use the word fish it out?
It's not great.
They've
it's
tried
not great.
To... Fish. Me and Cal have been talking about new segments. And we're thinking about adding a new segment, so here we go. We're going to try the new segment.
Segment
right
number
here.
Two.
Here's the segment. The segment is riddles. So, here it is, and I don't know the answer either, so we're both going to try and crack this at the same time.
I'm really bad at riddles.
Also, because I'm quite stupid. Here's one, right? What eight-letter word can have a letter taken away and it still makes a word? Take another letter away and it still makes a word. Word, keep on doing that until there's one letter left. What's the word?
So, we can pretty much agree that it's got to be either A or I.
It has to start with an A or an I,
because
I think, unless there's another one-letter word
that we're not thinking of.
I'm unaware of. And I hope there's not.
Because we'd look so stupid if there is.
D?
No.
R?
No. A, R. A, R. Who the fuck just goes R randomly? That's a tough one, eh?
See, the only problem with this segment
is we,
there's going to be a lot of pauses.
Because we're going to be thinking.
And silence.
We're just going to be thinking about things.
Because guess what? We're a bit simple.
We
you
are.
Not be Googling it.
I'm not Googling it. I'm Googling one-lettered words. Because I feel like there could be more, but it's not. According to this, it's just A and I. There's a lot of two-letter words. But A and I are the only one-letter words.
What's two-letter words? Is. I think it's going to start with I.
Is.
As.
As, yeah. At. Do you think it's going to end in, like, ment or ing?
Oh, wait, it's an eight-letter word.
Eight-letter? Well, it doesn't even matter how long it is. I'm still a bit mind-boggled.
I was going to say, what? Maybe they're trying to trick us here. Maybe it's just I. Because every letter you take away is just I. But, Ken, what I'm just finding
You take away a letter away from
it's
I.
An
and
it's an eight-letter word.
Sweet. This is the thing. With riddles with us.
Maybe hit us up as boring, by the
we'll probably never do this again. But if we do, the riddles aren't going to be math or, like, intellectually led. Because fuck counting eight letters in a word to find out if that word could be it and then take one away and...
Okay, I'll look at the answer.
Go and hit me with the answer, because I'm...
No, you give me a couple words at least.
I literally could not even begin to say. Interesting?
I mean, we started off well. Oh, no.
Interesting in.
Oh, wait, this is from this. You don't actually have to. You don't need to take them away.
Cam, you're the bane of my existence.
Fuck riddles, mate. You don't need to take them away, like, from the end. You can just take away a letter.
Oh, that's just not.
Starting.
Right. And that's the word, starting.
Starting, string, sting, sing, sin, in.
Aye. Yeah. Well, fuck that.
On to our second riddle.
Yeah. Okay.
We fucked this. We fucked the first riddle.
Well, the first riddle.
We didn't quite get the first.
Know
riddle.
What you want. Hopefully, this is going to be a bit more gettable.
What has a head, a tail, is brown, and has no legs?
A head, tail, brown, and has no legs. A snail.
Have a tail?
I guess. It's like.
A tadpole?
I mean, a snail has, like, the whole thing, yeah.
So is a tadpole.
tadpole has legs, but eventually.
Eventually.
But I guess. But is it brown or is it black? Tadpoles. Tadpoles usually
black.
I'll
look to the answer.
What is it?
Give me another guess. It's so stupid.
I really want to stick with snail.
You really? It's not snail.
Are you sure? Yeah. I think it's snail. I think there's multiple answers.
Well, it could, yeah, exactly. Because it could be a tadpole and all. Oh, a tadpole might be more black. But some are brown. It's a penny.
Penny?
Penny.
Is that what the answer is?
A penny.
Isn't... Oh, fuck off.
Has a head.
Just
tail.
Fuck off.
That's no way.
No, I'm no game for the whole trick answers. Right. I was thinking about... like,
we're going to get one of these, right? We're going to do one more. But we're only doing one more because we're fucking useless.
I'm fucking raging.
What... Oh, wait now. What belongs to you, but other people use it more than you? Your name.
Yeah, your name, yeah.
Ah, right, that was boring.
Was that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was boring. Here's a big one, right?
Welcome back to the riddle podcast. Where we're just going to do riddles for the rest of the...
Sorry, but I'm finding this quite fun. This is the last one. Right. The last one. A boy was at a carnival and went to a booth where a man said to the boy, "If I write your exact weight on this piece of paper, then you have to give me £50. But if I cannot, I will pay you £50. The boy looked around and saw no scale, so he agrees. Thinking no matter what, the carny. I take it that's...
The carnival person.
The carnival person. Yeah. That's what you call a carnival person.
The carny, mate. The carny.
Would you look at that? Well, look.
Put the shrimp on the carny.
If you're going to take anything from this podcast, you've learned that a guy at a carnival is called a carny. Just like... The bit of plastic on the end of your shoe is an aglet.
A-G-L-E-T. Don't forget it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You now know how to spell it.
Carney writes, he'll just say he weighs more or less. In the end, the boy ended up paying the man $50. How did the man win the bet?
He guessed his age. Wait. Even.
Wait.
He just guessed his weight. He just done it. He just flicked it.
I'm honestly lost.
I'm a bit confused. I feel like you talked too much there.
Table.
And I then lost interest. So how about you just show us the answer and move on from there?
Let's just think about aglets for a minute.
Why are we going to think about aglets? We've literally passed that.
The man did exactly as he said he would and wrote your exact weight. Oh my fucking god, on the paper.
He wrote your exact weight. What a fucking dick. I hate riddles because...
£50.
I'd fucking tell him where to go. Tell the carny to fuck off.
Look, carny. I'm gonna fucking... Listen here,
Karen.
You come looking for that £50, you're gonna find my fish, you fucking old man.
Anyway. Fuck riddles, right. Okay. It's very unlikely
I don't like that segment.
It's very unlikely the riddle segment will continue. So sorry if you like that. If you liked it, you know what? Hit us up on our email.
Yeah. I also want to do some advice. So our email is rootofall@yahoo.co.uk. Email us any advice, anything you need our advice from, because you know we are professional advice givers. Kyle, ask me something to give you advice on.
Cammy, give me advice on life.
You see... Here's what you need to do in life. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. So just keep going, mate. If you never try, you never know.
You're so fucking right. Anyway, or alternatively, hit us up in the DMs on our Instagram, instagram.com/rootofall.
Okay, I've got, I need some advice from you, mate. What do you do when you're like in crippling depression and... You see no way out and kind of want to just end it all.
You edit this part of the podcast. That's what you do. Because am I fuck dealing with that right now?
It's not anything for me. It's just...
Listen, I feel like if people are like that right now and are listening to our podcast, we're not helping them.
No. We are.
They'd be better off not listening to our podcast.
You should listen because we're making them laugh.
Because we make... Either that or we think we're making them laugh. And really they're just going to be crying inside.
So what's your advice for that? Get out more?
Fucking hell, that sounds brutal. How about you... keep going.
I don't know. As you can see, We're really good at this.
Listen, hopefully our other questions won't be as deep as that. No. If you have questions deep as that and you're really struggling, there is helplines and shit to phone. That was actually a good answer. Yeah. I've done well.
Exactly, phone a helpline.
Yeah, there's loads of helplines.
And there's tons of online services now that I just noticed. I was just spinning this my hat next to the mic, and if there's wind like in my mic, I actually apologise, but I'm not going to edit that out.
This guy's wearing a hat for the first time I've ever seen him wear a hat like this. Usually it's just a normal cap. Anyway, so yeah, serious matter, if you're struggling, things like that, there is helplines and there's numbers and there's websites and stuff. Do that instead of asking us, because we won't help you.
What about bird stuff? We know a lot about that.
As in like...
like butt stuff.
Now just confused, right? Did you say bird?
What would you say to someone, right, that has been speaking to someone for a long time and they've not quite hit the 3-year mark, but they kind of want to go to the next level and do stuff in the bum?
Anyway. No, have you seen the
call help?
Have you seen call help? Like, have you seen the clip from? I think it's like, I can't remember what it was, but it was that Sam from Geordie Shore.
He
was
Sam Fender.
Is that him?
No, that's
a singer. Yeah. I was gonna say,
Sam McGeoch.
No, it's not Sam McGeoch. That's Dylan McGeoch.
Sam McGregor.
He's no Scottish. They're like just naming Scottish names.
Sam Porteous.
Stop. What? Sam Porteous. Right, stop naming just random names. The guy, he was on Love Island a few years ago, like the same year as like...
Sam Stokes.
You know what, I'm going to Google it. You can keep guessing.
Oh, wait,
Sam's.
Love Island, 2 years ago.
Two, 3 years ago?
Sam, he was a wee guy with fish eyes.
Yeah. And then he went on Geordie Shore because he's from Newcastle after it.
And Newcastle!
Basically, he was out on a date with one of the last... I didn't watch it, but he was out on a date, right?
Chloe last
year. I think it might be Chloe, yeah.
Fish lips.
The fishes always find a way to each other. Anyway, I just love fish. Not smell of fish. I've never actually seen the full episode.
Mate,
I just
if
seen,
it's fishy,
do you want to let me get on with this?
Mate, all I'm saying, right? Here's a fucking bit of advice for you. If it's fishy, get out. If you smell fish, mate, just swim out, mate. You know what I mean?
Anyway. So he was on this date with his lassie, and he's like giving like his massive romantic speech. And she's like thinking that he's going to propose, right? Because he's like, I think we should take this into the next level, you know, all that stuff. And then he goes, I want to stick it in your arms.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen that clip?
I've seen that on TikTok.
It's the funniest thing ever. TikTok. Right. Does that mean, is that what this next segment is going to be? Is that what you're going to bring in TikTok?
I actually hate TikTok.
Oh, you're hating now?
Everybody's so vague.
2 weeks ago, you loved it.
Everybody's so full of it, mate. Why? What is up with guys licking their lips, biting their lips, and fucking winking in that?
Nah.
Kel, stop doing that. You're actually...
It's what it is, though. Yeah. I could be famous on TikTok now. Hey, what? What? Good to know, mate. My new secret weapon.
Do you want me to do a TikTok right now with you?
Make a TikTok right now, during the podcast.
Yeah.
We're not doing that.
Kel, you started your boxing, mate. Started his boxing training. How's it going for you?
It's still going really
well.
As
someone that doesn't really do much fitness, is it hard?
Fitness-wise, it's not been too difficult because we haven't been doing a lot of like proper fitness. But I've also been keeping myself fit outside of it. You know, go to the gym, runs, football stuff. I'm slowly getting back into the cardio side of things. My main concern was just making sure I don't get punched and punching back. Because I mean, you can be as fit as a fiddle, but if you get connected,
yeah, I've got some advice for you, mate. And this is genuinely, I don't know where this just came to my head, mate. I've never heard this before in my life.
So it's gonna be bad advice.
So quote me if you want. I'm gonna take royalties from it. So float like a butterfly, sting like a bee, mate.
You know what? I don't think I've ever heard that before.
Have you not?
No.
My mind is up.
Did you just come up with that?
I did. I don't know.
Fucking get that trademark right now. Anyway, yeah, the training's going well. The lead up to it's all going well. Everything's going to plan. I'm ahead of schedule based on everything I need to have raised and done.
I'm going to make it better. Float like a dry leaf. Sting like a cobra.
Or how about... none of those analogies. Float like a dry leaf.
Yeah.
Just fly.
In the wind.
Just fly.
So, you know, it's quite deep thinking about a dry leaf floating in the wind, you know what I mean?
By dry, you mean dead.
Like, they have a inevitable end of lying on the ground and decomposing into small pieces where people just kick them about.
I love it like us.
And then the circle of life just goes round again.
Well, I mean, technically, we're all like that. We all are in the dead leaf or the dry leaf's position where we're just flying about until our ultimate decomposing ultimate into end. The dirt. As Lewis Capaldi once said, salt on the earth, my friend, is all we are in the end.
Here's a fun topic. Feet.
We're not discussing feet. I literally told you before the podcast, we're not talking about feet.
Kel's got a foot fetish.
I have not got a foot fetish. You've just absolutely made some shit up. You've just made some shit up and you're going with it.
I know I've just
Are you seriously?
Released it to the world that you've got your foot fetish.
Would you rather?
Kel, we need to confront this, mate.
I don't. I actually despise feet.
It's weird. Kel, see if you take your shoes off in a room.
I just start stuck on your toes. He starts
like hiding his private area because he's...
No, I do that because I'm ashamed of it.
Why do you like feet so much?
Like, I don't like... You're talking...
What is it?
What is it
you find attractive?
What, in feet or just in general? In feet. Probably the space between the toes. Mate, we're not going with this. We're not continuing it. I'm just going to end it. If we don't end it, I'm just going to go along with it.
Do you know what, right? I think it would be quality to like feet.
To like it?
Mm-hmm. Because if you think about it, right, you see people's feet all the time. But if you like a bit of boobs or butt, you don't see them all the time because they're like a covered
up area. But that's why when you do see it, it's so great.
Exactly, but if you just fucking...
But imagine just being in a room...
turned on by
no,
feet,
but like, but that's also a curse. Imagine just being at the beach.
We're at the beach.
Someone whips out their tays.
Oofed.
Just like that. Boing! Then you've got a problem. Whereas...
Bong.
That, you're going to get the problem anywhere.
Boom.
Boom shangalaka. You're going to have that problem pretty much anywhere you go because you always
just
see
feet.
Like, lassies always kind of wear, like...
What do you do? What do you do? Do you just tuck it up in your belt and that?
The waistband.
Because you like feet, you're just... Must see them.
Well, I mean, I can have the problem of, like, having to tuck into my sock. So, like, that's what
so
I...
So you can rub it against your own feet and then it just makes
and,
it feel better.
Yeah, and also because it's so fucking big. That's a weird segment. Can we move on?
Sorry, you were going to hit me up with a...
Right.
Until we started
this
talking about your foot fetish.
This is another segment that we're going to try. And we'll see what happens. Because
Was it like a thing from birth? Did you always just like...
Yeah, I was born and just like grabbing everyone's foot. So...
I do like kids' feet are cute.
Would you rather... Just going to ignore that. Would you rather... Have all dogs try to attack you when they see you, or all birds try and attack you when they see you? Now, you're a man.
Attack
that...
me friendly?
Now, let me just, before you answer, let me just quickly clarify things. So, first of all, you own 3 dogs. Right? So, that's a big start already, right?
I have 3 dogs in my family.
Right, well, you
they are not objects.
Shut up. You have 3 dogs, right? So already that'd be 3 dogs attacking you every time you wake up, every time you like do anything.
Oh,
nice,
it's so fucking
right? They do that anyway, but this is like proper attacking, not like playful. But you're also like watching birds, like flying birds, not girls. He likes watching both, but for this bit, it's the flying birds.
Like
he's a
birds.
Big bird watcher. So you couldn't do that without them coming over and literally dolphin diving on you.
I definitely do look and not touch quite a lot of the time.
Okay, well, I feel like that's not answering the question. So I think you need to think
about...
Well,
there's a film called Birds.
Which is the same concept, pretty much.
Where do you want to make a film called Birds, but like...
Have it lassie instead. Just every single time.
I mean, it is
kind of
like
about...
my life in it. Just like birds chasing me a bit.
If you spray Lynx Fallen Angel on you...
Yes,
that's
we have
what happened.
Analyzed that.
I'm doing
Plentiful.
I'm doing
Wait,
that
anyway,
again.
Anyway, mate. Let me answer the question.
Yeah, I'll answer the question. I'll go into that.
Is it not, it's not friendly.
Not friendly. Like attack.
What would you rather?
Probably birds.
Ooh, I was going to say dogs.
I was going to say birds because I like dogs too much.
I like dogs, but like, I could easily fight off a dog than a bird.
I don't know.
What, you're just going to fucking grab a crow at this guy and you're dive bombing?
If there's a crow's fine. You grab it and you can just squeeze.
But it's like...
But a dog...
There's 7 of them.
Yeah, but then...
A dog you can just chuck into the
but
side.
It's not going
to
be chihuahuas coming at you all the time. You could have a big fucker one.
Fucking monster, mate. Do you think our dog's going to do an enemy, mate?
If a Great Dane...
Kelly, look at my arms.
I'm looking at your arms, mate.
Do you think our dog's going to do an enemy?
Yeah, I've got a little bit bigger since last time I've seen them, to be fair. So, what's your answer? Dogs?
Dogs. Right.
But you've got 3 dogs?
Yeah.
Right, okay. That's fine. I'm glad we clarified that. So...
I've gotten that out, by the way.
I'm not.
Can I edit that out?
Yeah, you edit a lot of things in this podcast. I'll just keep it on and we rest the repercussions. Anyway.
Is that...
I was going to go back to that thing, the links thing. Now, I'm doing that again.
Oh,
analyzing
yes.
Links adverts. Oh. It's fucking shite. Because it's always the same thing. It's all just, they're extremely sexist.
We done media and had to analyze all that stuff.
And I'm doing it again at
sexism
college.
And Kyle is a woman.
Massive sexist.
And he's really sexist and...
You can't say these things.
Mate, you're the one that's literally been hinting towards it.
How have I been hinting towards
you've
it?
You've literally just gone like, I can't be arsed to the feminists and that. I personally, I'm like, go women's rights. I'm a
feminist.
I'm really offended by Kyle's views, to be honest.
I'm going to put a disclaimer.
Even though
out there.
He likes their feet so much, and yet he's...
Oh, this podcast is shambles.
He's a woman beater.
This podcast is shambles. I... love women. I respect them.
You love women.
I am a feminist.
No, you're a foot fetishist.
Right, on that note, thanks for listening to The Root of Our Podcast. I apologise for anything we have said in this podcast. Let me offend you.
Disclaimer.
That is just how it is.
Disclaimer. You'll do fucking nothing about it, mate.
Because all our 6 viewers fucking love it.
You do fucking
You'll do fucking nothing.
Bye.
Right, bye trips.